This week on Texans Huddle.
Hips forward, toes forward. We're not waddling the hip. Stay tight.
It's like the old gym feel with like new functional movement.
And this time is to get better and improve on things that you need to correct from OTAs and mini camp. So getting better shape and getting into the grind of camp, and just you want to be in camp in your best shape. So this right here is getting me in the shape that I need to be in.
They want to work against the best. If they can practice and play and, you know, work out against the best, and essentially you're going to be the best.
Knowing the circumstances we both came from, and you know, he had a goal, and you know, I had a goal. Now we're here doing what we both love to do.
After the season, you try to want to relax for a minute, and then the next thing you know, the next year is on top of you, you know, and so you just keep rolling right along.
It's 4th of July week on a steamy morning in downtown Houston, but if you head on over to the southwest side of town, you'll find some of your Houston Texans players getting in their morning workouts. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Texans Huddle as we continue to take the show on the road. We came on out here to Nine Innovations, which is a gym run by Abdul Foster, Arian's brother. Check it out.
Here we go. Ready? Go, go, go. Good. Change of direction, go lateral. High step, high step, high step. Push. Let's go! Come on! Let's work, let's work, let's work! Work, 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 work. Speed, speed, speed.
Nine Innovations is a training facility here in Houston. Work with a lot of pro athletes and regular people, pregnant ladies, you name it. We pretty much train everybody.
What does it mean? What's the name?
We actually came up, we're sitting around looking for a name, couldn't really come up with one, so we decided to go with a number. We're looking at life path numbers, and as you know, my brother's pretty deep like the rest of us, and so we decided to go with the number 9, life path number, and it kind of meant a lot to us, defined who we were as people, hardworking, loyal, you know, diligent about what we do. So we just went with that. And then we needed a name that kind of would keep us going, keep us pushing ourselves. So we came with Innovations. Really, anybody that's serious about what they're doing. For me, it's kind of hit home because my brother's serious about it. It's how he pays the bills. It's how he takes care of his family. You know, his daughter makes sure the lights are on. So to me, anybody that kind of fits that mold, that wants to be serious about it and wants to live a certain lifestyle, they're welcome. They're welcome all the time.
Pop, 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 pop. Accelerate, drive. Quick turnaround, coming back, snapping through. Go through them, glide at him. Good, eh?
Competition. That's the one thing I could say. Competition definitely breeds excellence for the rest of these guys. So, you know, they want to work against the best. If they can practice and play and, you know, work out against the best, then you, essentially you're going to be the best. So competition is a thing for us. You know, I don't want to take away from what they do over there. They definitely do some hard work, and, you know, I'm an advocate of being prepared for football. The only way to get prepared for it is to actually go play. You know, here we can just kind of fine-tune it. You know, a lot of the small fibers and muscles, you can kind of concentrate on what's going on with them from a mechanic standpoint. So for me, growing up, I was always around sports. It's athletics was my life. It's what I did. So, you know, I still wanted to be in that growing up, in that field growing up. I went to college on a track scholarship, so I just felt like finding myself in this field, in this area, just fit what I did for my whole life, which was always be around sports and athletics. So it worked.
And to be able to do it together as brothers?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's nothing like coming in to work. I just look at it like this. Like every day I get to wake up and work out with my family. I look at it from Owen Daniels to Dre to Dwayne Brown to, you know, Devier Posey. These guys are just like my brothers and my family. So I just, every day I get to wake up and go work out with my brothers. That's just the way I see it.
What do you see in the future? Where does this go from here?
Honestly, I got into this because I wanted to help. Like, flat out, you know, backstory. My brother called me when he went undrafted in 2009 and pretty much said, hey, You know, I felt the best when you worked with me. You know, for the short stints that we did have together. He said, I've trained all over the world in the top-notch places, but I just feel like training with you, I felt the best. So, you know, I was living in Albuquerque, New Mexico at the time, and he called me and said, hey, I need you to come work with me. So I just packed all my stuff up in a car, drove all the way to Houston. We lived in a two-bedroom apartment and went to work. So my motive in getting into this was just to help. So I want to do that same thing to everybody else that steps foot in this gym.
He told me he's so proud of your success and what you've done here. Kind of a mutual two-way street, you guys being proud of each other.
Without a doubt. I'm probably Arian's biggest critic, but I'm also probably his biggest fan. So, you know, I don't think anybody is more proud of what he's been able to accomplish, not just as a football player, but as a person, on and off the field. And, you know, I don't think anybody's more proud of him than I am. You know, I think when you can kind of satisfy your family and, you know, your family can look at you and say, you know, I can depend on you, you're somebody I can rely on, probably one of the best gifts you can have, you know, being, you know, family members. So, you know, it means a lot to me.
Two brothers living their dream, and we'll hear from Arian a little bit later on in the show, but right now we have to take our first time out. But don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll sit down with Ben Jones, fresh off his workout. Stay with us.